You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode. I'm Christy Cavallari, and I'm like geeking out because I usually talk to myself during my show, like whatever, because I'm entertaining. But today I am interviewing Jamie Lee Curtis, you guys. What?
Thrilled to be here.
Jamie!
Really? You know, I'm on the press tour. They signed me up where I go where I'm told. The car picks me up. I show up and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, like, I usually just have my best gay friend Justin on the show. So to have, like, somebody as cool as you, like, well, this is, like, really big.
I hope I'm not taking Justin's seat or anything.
No, take it all the time, Jamie. What do people call you? Can I call you J-Mo? Like, what am I calling you? JLC?
Call me whatever the hell you want.
Curtis?
JLC, Jame, you know.
Jelk,
sure. I'm down. I'm down. You can be my bae.
I love it. You are so cool. Like, you're quirky.
Thank you. My kids will not say that I am cool or quirky.
I know. My kids are like, you're such a loser, mom. And I'm like, do you guys even know who I am?
Right? They don't even know.
You know?
How cool we were, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
How many kids do you have?
I have three.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have two. Yeah.
Do you love being a mom?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it's life. I don't know life without it.
Right. Well, like, you were everybody's mom because you were in the movie Freaky
Friday. Was
you were in the movie Freaky Friday.
Amazing time. You know, Lindsay and I are really close.
I live for that relationship.
The sequel's coming out, so.
I'm so excited. No, you guys, when we got whispers that there was going to be a Freaky Friday 2, I was
yeah.
I basically had diarrhea in my pants.
Wow. Well, that's TMI.
But I had, like, a lot of feelings about it because I was, like, obsessed with Freaky Friday.
It's a great movie. It's a great premise. Great movie. You know, we really.
Yeah.
I really just thought it was, like, such a, you know, a fun time in my life, you know, after growing up in the movies. And
yeah.
And then playing, you know, this just kind of a silly, you know, just a lighthearted, really just fun movie. It was a fun one.
It was really fun.
A fun one.
You're so, like, diverse as an actor. Like, you can do horror. You can do comedy. Like, so tell us about this new movie that's coming out.
The Last Showgirl. You know, I want to just say to your audience, I feel weird.
Why do you feel
doing press? Because my town, you know, things are bad right now in Los Angeles, but
yeah.
Business goes on. We must power through. I just wanted to put that out there. I'm sure you're feeling it. You live in Los Angeles most of the time, right?
I got the heck out of Dodge a long time ago. I live in Texas.
Oh.
Sorry, I live in Nashville.
Nashville. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in Nashville.
Texas, I was going to say, who did you vote for? But I'm not going to go there.
Jamie, I consider Texas. Sorry, I'm in Nashville. But no, my heart is with everybody in LA because I got my start out in LA.
Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, I'm doing, you know, things have been really picking up.
Yeah.
I'm doing this movie, The Last Showgirl.
With Pamela Anderson.
She is amazing.
Okay? Yeah.
She is just, she's in her prime. Mm-hmm. Makeup, no makeup. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Right? She's an amazing actress. She's so sweet. She's a really good friend of mine. Really good.
Do you guys got really close on the set?
Really close.
I love that.
Yeah. The Last Showgirl. It's out now.
It's okay. So it's out. Okay.
It's really about, you know, the Vegas showgirl life, you know, and these women who are performers and spend their lives in sequins and costume and, you know, performing for all these disgusting men sometimes.
Ew.
And just how it's empowering, but it's also, you know, it's sad. And I play the friend and it was a great script, you know, got a lot of spray tans for the role.
Oh my God. I live for a spray tan.
Do you?
It changes you. No, if you just, like, are not feeling hot one day, or you just look in the mirror and you're like, ew, and then you get a spray tan and your life has changed.
Wow. Okay.
Your abs are defined. No, but that brought me to this point is that you were a waitress in the movie. You played a waitress named Annette. You were friends with Pamela, her character.
Yeah.
But have you ever been a waitress before?
No.
I know. But you were,
know,
like,
I wish I could say yes, and I appreciate all the waiters and waitresses I've ever met.
Everybody always says that you are the nicest at their restaurant.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I believe that. I really, they're regular. Everyone's a person just out there doing their job.
Yeah.
You know, I was born into Hollywood. So my parents were actors. You know, you can go ahead, call me a Nepo baby. I don't give a shit.
Oh my God, you guys. Jamie Lee Curtis doesn't give a shit if you call her a Nepo baby.
I don't. I love not, that. I do not care.
Hell yeah.
I do not have the capacity to care.
Hell yeah, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I've never been a waitress, but I really appreciate everyone who does. So I embodied that role.
Yeah.
So, I did.
You're nominated. So you probably did a kick-ass job.
You know, just being an actor is winning in itself.
Oh my God. I love that vibe from you. You're such good energy.
Thank you. I really try to do that. You know, I'm really spiritual. I really just want good energy. Are you spiritual?
Yeah, very spiritual.
Like what?
Crystals, like all that kind of jazz.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'm not like rah, rah, rah going to Christian camp, but I'm like, you know, good energy brings good energy. You know,
I love that. Do you act too?
Or? I mean, I started with reality TV. So if you call that acting,
that's a job. Reality TV is a job, you know?
Yeah.
Housewives or whatever.
Exactly. You know. I mean, I played the villain.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's that?
I mean, it wasn't that fun. I was like a teenager. So people, like, the whole world hated me. And I was like, I don't get it. Why? Because I dated all the guys. Like, sue me. I'm hot.
You were basically on a script.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
The same kind of vibes. You know, we got a storyline. We got characters. You're the villain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Laguna Beach?
No.
Been to Laguna Beach.
Been many times, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I grew up, and they have this whole show.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I don't know if do you ever remember Spencer and Heidi Pratt?
Oh, I know him because we had lunch together.
No way.
We did. We met on Where All the Kids Hang on TikTok.
This is such a freaking small world, you guys.
Small world. Yeah. Hollywood is a small world.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, Spencer Pratt. Really nice guy. Really good guy. Yeah.
He was also considered a villain, but his true colors have come out. I don't know if you know this, but he like was on TikTok during these devastating fires and he was trying to get his wife Heidi to top on the iTunes charts because he was like, I need to support my family. So if you want to show support, listen to my wife Heidi's song, like all of her songs from their album Superficial, and it went like number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, talk about, they unfortunately,
like, they lost their house sadly.
Oh, my heart goes out.
I know.
I'm going to listen to that song.
Should I play it?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's all about like doing what your man wants. I love that song.
Well, you know, I've been a wife for 40 years.
How do you keep it spicy, Jamie?
You know, you got to be with someone who really just loves all of you.
Every inch, right?
Bad days, good days, mediocre days, even when you're gone for 3 months shooting a movie, you know?
Yeah.
It's really, my husband, I mean, Chris, you know, we've been together through everything, you know, and we'll survive this going on in Los Angeles and, you know, and a lot of sex.
Oh my God. I did not think you were going to say that. I literally just choked on my spit.
I didn't know I was going to say that either. Morning. Morning. That's the key.
Morning?
Daytime lovemaking.
In the morning?
Morning.
Okay.
I don't stay up past 9 p.m. What do you think I am? I'm like 66 years old. I don't stay up.
You don't have energy at nighttime?
Absolutely not. I go to bed.
Unless
I'm on a job. Unless I'm on a job and my job requires me to be up all night.
Yeah.
I'm not up all night for pleasure. I'm up all night for work.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, only one person kept me up all night. I was dating this 24-year-old. Have you ever dated down, like, younger?
No.
It's crazy. 24?
Yeah, he
was 24. 45? Girl, I'm like 45. Do I look 45 to you?
Kind of.
Oh, my God. Okay, I got to talk to my fucking esthetician. This bitch is not doing my facial.
No, don't do anything. I didn't mean it like that. I just figured you were, you have three kids. I don't know. What do I know?
I keep it tight. I keep it firm.
You definitely do.
You know what I'm saying? But I like respect that you went with the gray hair because I'm like, I'm getting grays and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to send it and just go full gray. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit if you need to work? They'll give you a wig.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah. So let me play the song for you. It's by Heidi. It's called I'll Do It.
I'll Do It.
Do you know this one?
Nope.
We're supporting people with the fires right now because we're playing
Love
Heidi's song.
Love it.
if that's what you want.
Oh, yeah. If you lit a joint for me like 20 years ago, 40 years ago, and we were out in the field, I would really rocked out.
Let me just say one thing. My name is Kristen Cavallari, and I never thought 2025 I would be blasting Heidi's Montag songs.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Here we are. I mean, the world is burning down. Yeah. So, you know, this is a really nice thing you're doing.
It's time to put bygones be bygones and just like support your old friends. Wow. So I'm here for it. We used to be enemies.
Yeah.
Frenemies. But now we're friends. So I just wanted to play that. And yeah, she beat out Wicked. She beat out Bad Bunny. She's like trending number one.
Wow.
What kind of music do you listen to, Jamie?
I listen to Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, my God. I love Bruce.
I listen to Coldplay.
Hell yeah.
The Doobie Brothers.
Oh, my God. The Doobies. My parents listen to the Doobie Brothers.
Well, I'm probably your parents' age, but...
You look great, James.
Thank you. But, I don't know if you saw my platform I was on all year.
What's that?
So, I love music. I love that song. I love a lot of music. Yeah. You know, I have a really wide range of music.
Yeah.
I don't like concerts at night.
like late night.
Like 8 p.m. Who 8 p.m. and then there's an opener.
Oh, my
and
God.
The musician doesn't come on until the 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
So I was going around and I was fighting for matinees.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Coldplay play a 1 p.m. show in Los Angeles?
They really should.
Would you come?
1 p.m.? No, you couldn't find me at a 1 p.m.
What time would you go?
I mean, Jamie, you're asking me personal questions. No, I probably would go around 8 p.m.
No, that's the point. The point is no 8 p.m., okay?
Okay, but for you, Jamie, I would go, yeah, whatever time you want.
Yeah, okay.
I'm used to going to because I have to, like, go to 8 p.m. shows. You know what I mean?
I guess we're going to different concerts.
And I would go with you.
I'm fun at a concert.
I believe it.
As long as it's over by 5 and I can get home to my house and eat dinner at 6:30 and get in bed by 8.
I mean, I love a regimented girl with a schedule.
Absolutely. I didn't sell yogurt for 20 years to not have a regimented schedule.
What were you working with? What yogurt?
Activia.
You ever had it? So freaking good for your stomach enzymes.
Oh, yeah. Makes you shit your brains out.
It really does. But like in a good way.
Yeah.
It's like one of those good shits.
Really good.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say a different yogurt brand. I'm so happy I didn't.
I'm so happy you didn't either. I think I'm still under contract. I don't know.
Keep it. Okay, so last show, girl, you've got Freaky Friday 2 coming out.
Freaky Friday 2. Yeah, business is good.
Booming.
Booming.
Yeah.
SAG Awards, you know, all this shit is fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, I just hope people are okay.
Yeah.
I really do. And stop asking Pamela Anderson about her fucking makeup routine. Who gives a shit, right?
Oh, my God. That's so crazy to me because I love that she's all natural now. And yeah, people just make it such a big deal.
Right.
I mean, like, what is that?
I mean, look at my hair, you know? I don't give a shit what people think. Like,
I love that about you. You have such a c'est la vie lifestyle and like, you know,
when you grow up with crazy famous parents,
yeah,
you really have to figure out like what are your boundaries, what works for you.
Did you like being a nepo baby?
Loved it.
All about it. You're so about it.
I love being a nepo baby. Nepo baby. They talk about it like it's like this like disease you have. I can't help it. I can't help where I was born.
You can't.
No.
And like you made something of yourself.
I think it was tough, you know, because my parents' work was very important. So that, you know, it's tough when you have parents in the industry, you know, but here we are. I'm survived.
You really have. And you've thrived.
Thank you.
I hope you just never stop making movies because, like, we freaking love you. Make all the Freaky Fridays you want.
Oh, I would. That's a fun one.
It's so fun.
You should be in the next one.
Oh, my God. I would love to. I mean, I don't know what I would be. Maybe one of the moms.
We got a lot of moms. Yeah, we could get you in.
Are you still doing therapy in the movie? Because you were, like, a therapist in the first movie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I can be like,
what, did
one of
you lose
patients.
Your license or something? I don't know. I didn't read that script.
I don't know. I was just saying. Like, I'll, like, volunteer to be one of, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm doing, yeah, I'm a therapist in it. I think that was my job.
I think so. Yeah. I just remember you're crazy. You had one patient that was super scared because you, like, were out one day.
I gotta be honest, I haven't seen the movie in 30 years.
Oh, my God. I watch it all the time because I have young kids.
It's
such a great movie. It's a classic. Hey, anyways.
I'm glad it's still hot with the kids.
It is. You're really hot. You're trending all the time. Anyways, I love you, Jamie Foxx. Oh, my God. I almost said Jamie
No.
I said Jamie Foxx.
Nope.
I said Jamie Foxx, Jamie.
You did. You did. And it's not that, but great guy. Great actor.
I love Jamie Foxx. Okay, Jamie Lee Curtis, everybody. I'm like going bonkers. I hope you guys join us for next week. I'm not having any cool actresses like Jamie Lee Curtis on again, but I have other, you know, probably Justin will be back, probably.
I'll come back.
Will you come back?
This was fun.
I'll love back. It. That's Thank why you're you. So chill. You're like so down to earth and just like down for anything, you know?
So kind of you. Really. Thank you. Go see the movie.
Go see Last Show Girl and Freaky Friday 2 when it comes out. Love you guys. Bye.
JLC out.